Spring Black Friday savings are happening now at the Home Depot. And also at your front door. Get spring savings delivered to you with free delivery on over 2 million items. Everything you need for spring cleaning, patio decorating, and front yard gardening sent right to you. And if you need it fast, get same day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Spring your way with Spring Black Friday savings only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Hi, welcome to Freedom.
Scott here. Were you about to sing a
Paul here
song? Madness.
Lauren's over there. And we didn't introduce ourselves or each other last episode.
We didn't,
so,
did we?
I know you're all confused. If you don't know what the fuck
I'm
are you
the
even
girl
doing here?
My name's Paul.
I'm the pizza place.
And he's
and I'm two guys.
You're five guys.
Oh, I wish I were five guys.
Five guys.
That would be fun.
Sometimes I wish I were five people.
That would be fun to be five people.
That's so complicated.
Well, I'm a complicated guy. Complicated.
That's so complicated.
It's so complicated.
Do you wish you had a twin?
No.
I think I'd be pretty cool. I mean, I wish for that in the same way I wish for having that I had a sister, because I feel like—
You don't have a sister?
No.
Damn.
Like, I would
I
like
missed
to—
missed out.
No.
What?
I would like to know what that person would be like, I think is what I'm wondering. Like,
Janie always wanted a sister too.
Yeah. It seems nice. All my friends have sisters. They're close and it's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it could be the opposite way.
Totally. Anything can.
It could be the opposite way.
No, I mean, of course, that's true. But I think about like, oh, it'd be so interesting to see— Like, I love when I see my friends' siblings and, like, if they how they look alike or don't look alike. Mm-hmm. And then I wonder, like, oh, if I had a sister, I wonder if we would look alike or what. Or.
I'm growing in
high
school.
Now, you look like your brother but wearing a wig, right?
Actually, it's not that far.
My best friend in high school had a brother who was 1 year above him, I feel like. And we would hang out all the time and they were so close. And I was just like, how does this happen? Yeah. I thought that you hated everyone that you— were in forced to be in a house with.
Well, I always envy that too. My family and I are not, we're not like estranged, but we're not pals in that way. Although my brothers, I think, do stuff together, but
And exclude you, or are they just because they live nearer to each other?
Because they live nearer to each other.
That is interesting, though. Like,
why don't they invite me to the movies? I'm just saying you can invite me. Of course I can't go.
But
of
I always I think that's
but what if I could?
The dynamics between people who have a lot of siblings, like the ways some are close and some aren't. Mm-hmm. I have a friend who has a sister and a brother, and she's not close with the brother at all, and he's not really close with the family at all, but then she's close with her sister.
Do you ever see like the Home Alone family and go, oh, I wish I had that where it was 10 kids or whatever?
I kind of do think that would be really cool. I think that'd be cooler— As a parent, like, I'm like, oh, that'd be really awesome to, like—
God, it seems like a nightmare to me.
Have all of the— Well, yeah, it seems like I wouldn't want 10 kids, but I like the idea of, like— I like the idea. I just think adoption is amazing. I've talked about that, but I like I like the idea of helping
no
a lot
for
of
you.
No, especially on this nice topic.
do we make a rule that if it's a nice topic, we can talk about
exactly.
it again?
Okay. Who is the adjudicator of if it's nice or not?
Me. I like the idea of helping a lot of children.
Right. Well, maybe becoming foster parents.
Yeah, it
where
seems so challenging.
Yeah.
Because then they come and go, and I think that's so hard.
Yeah, I know.
And
well,
it's
you
hard
know,
on the kids,
too. Kulap is still, you know, close with her sponsor family, and they still see each other. And
that
you know.
Is really nice. That's a really cool situation that she had, like a sponsor family, where I thought what they did was so amazing. In Kulap's documentary, which I got a special preview of, but you'll get to see everyone.
In her movie, when the sponsor parents start talking about the fish—
Yes.
What was it?
They're talking about Fish, the Barney Miller spinoff.
Yeah, that's right.
The band.
They just do it like it's a very you know, normal people thing that you don't often see in these situations where there's like a brief sidebar where they talk about, well, I'd never had that kind of fish before and it was very good. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, they're so nice.
They're adorable. So normal.
Yeah.
I found them very endearing.
Yeah, it was great.
Let me tell you something though.
Yeah.
Grew up in a family with 6 kids. It was no picnic for anybody.
Yeah. That's interesting.
What were the challenges?
Yeah.
Well, I think that my mom was burnt out, you know, and I think that it's just
on parenting.
It's fucking a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I could really handle it. It's a lot. Actually.
Did she have a job or was she
full-time? Yeah, both my parents worked, yeah.
Really? Where did she work?
She was the receptionist for her brother's piano tuning company.
Whoa. So
He had a small business.
Her brother had a small business tuning pianos, and she would answer the calls of like, "Well, okay, play me a C," and then they'd play a C, and she goes, "Nope,
we gotta come in here and bring the piano."
Okay, I think we have a good handle on what your mom did.
I mean, it's not far from that, I guess.
What were some of the worst parts of being one of 6?
And how many bathrooms did you have, and how many bedrooms did you have?
We had...
I glommed onto your question, even though they're not related.
Yeah. I'll take the second question first, and then I'll answer your question, Lauren.
Okay.
We had 3 bathrooms.
That's lucky.
Including parents?
There were 3 floors to the house.
Okay.
Whoa, rich.
So 8 people?
Yes, 8 people.
My mom had one height. Of 5 mm-hmm. children, and they had 1 bathroom betwixt them all.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Just hearing that all day.
Yeah, we lived in a
my turn.
In a duplex. We lived in a duplex.
Duplex.
And my cousins lived right next door. They had 7 kids.
And
whoa. The exact right
same,
next door?
The exact same house. Yeah.
7 kids, 2 parents as well. So 9 people over there, and then 8 in you. 8 in you. 8 in your house? 8 in your house, 8 in 9 house, in their house.
9 in their house, yes.
And I'm sorry. And we had, everyone's related.
It was 2.5 baths.
Okay.
Okay.
And everyone, simply everyone was related. And the bedrooms, it was.
17 people, all related, 2 houses. 3.5 baths.
That's the new 6, just the 10 of us.
6 bedrooms.
17 people, 6, all related, 2 houses, 3.5 baths.
Find out what happens when they stop being polite and start being real.
And knock down all the walls and stare at each other naked.
Ew.
I had set up with my cousin Doreen. Mm-hmm. We were very close. We went all through school together. And we, at one point—
Were you the same age?
Yeah, we were the same age. And we tried to do a code where we would tap on the wall to each other because our bedrooms shared a wall.
Wait, so these were attached?
It's a duplex.
Houses. Oh,
duplex,
sorry.
Duplex, motherfucker.
Sorry,
you
sorry.
Said duplex. Does that not mean anything to you?
You feckless cunt.
Oh, my. Hey, Samantha B.
Who's that?
Samantha bitch.
Don't say feckless in my house.
So we set up this code. Which was essentially.
Are you not going to say feckless?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm just like imagining what the code is. What is it?
Oh.
The code was basically, it's not well thought out. It was 1 tap for every for every letter. So,
of the alphabet?
Yeah. So
you had to be 26 A was, Z.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God.
Exactly. We didn't do this, didn't last very long.
Take
and also, I was using a hammer to do the taps and I hammered a hole in the wall.
Yeah. Great.
That's what those tools
stopped.
Do.
I stopped doing that, yeah.
And what? How did you explain the hole in the wall?
I didn't. Oh, I hit it. I hit it with clothing.
What? Wait,
it was in the closet.
Oh,
sorry.
Oh, okay. I didn't say that. Okay. Oh, okay. Okay.
Yes.
I was like, I imagined you like hanging your pajamas over it every day.
I dressed it up like a person. Oh, mom, you know my roommate.
It has a mouth.
Yeah.
You shared a room.
We shared rooms for in various combinations over the years.
Was it exciting when you switched and you were with someone else?
Yes, it was. Well, what would happen is one person would leave. Like so.
Yeah, yeah.
So as people were growing up and moving out of the house,
some people would be teenagers and would need more space or something. I would imagine.
Well,
or
at least be. It was like the older you got, the more likely you were to get more space. So at one point, I think maybe 2 of my sisters were sharing a room, and 1 had a room to herself on the 3rd floor, and then No, it wouldn't have been. It would have been maybe they each had their own bedroom. The girls each had their own bedroom. And then, because I remember there being a period where, where my brothers and I were all in one room.
Right.
I remember us all being
in
one room.
How many brothers?
Two.
Two. So three of
you
in one
room.
Two
brothers, three sisters. Yes.
And then, so four bedrooms. The girls all had their own room. And
yes.
And then the three brothers were all together.
Yes. And okay. My parents had their bedroom.
Wow. Yeah. Where they did it.
They did it at least six times.
Why not seven? Oh, there's only six of you.
So
one time just for practice.
One time for fun? Come on.
How are we going to do this?
Have a little fun with it. Try a position. Make sure you like it. Do it seven more times. Six, that is.
This sounds like song lyrics. Six, that is.
Fellas, take my advice. I love those
find a position.
Old 50s songs.
Here's how to have six kids. Have
find
sex
a position.
Seven times, starting one time.
Fellas,
like
learn it from me.
Six, that is.
Was there a lot of fighting?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Kool-Aid.
We fought with the Kool-Aid man.
Did you wrestle?
I played the hole in the wall on him.
Did you physically fight or just scream?
Both.
Yeah.
Both. Yeah. 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 And with my older brother, and I know I've talked about this before, but maybe not on this show.
Spanking?
Get ready, Kevin.
Spanking alert.
My Chevy older Kevy. Brother was so much bigger than me that it was like, what could I do? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
he would just,
yeah.
It got physical with us. He would just pin me, and then that was.
And what was the age was difference from the oldest to the youngest?
We were my sister. Well, let's see.
Who's the oldest?
We're all like, it was the three girls and the three boys. My sister
really?
Is the oldest, yeah. And we were all like roughly 3 years apart.
Okay.
So
but then what would that make?
So then that would be 18.
Well, my
or
older 15 sister.
Year, 15 years older than you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
No.
No.
Less than that.
Less
because
than that. 12-ish, 13-ish?
She's, I think, 62 now, and okay. I'm about to turn 50.
Right, yeah. So okay, so 12. So maybe 2 years in between all of you. Is
Some
that right?
Of us.
Interesting.
My little brother is 3 years younger than me.
Okay.
And I believe
Oh, okay. Sorry. I thought you were the youngest. So I,
15
okay. So
is
no. 15 is correct. 15
oh,
is
if
correct.
I were the youngest, I would have gotten all that attention.
And
then
you
we would never
need
have
to
met.
Be here.
That's right.
But I'm the youngest. But when there's only two, it's different.
Yeah.
It kind of doesn't mean anything.
Were you, Lauren, were you and your brother pals growing up?
Yeah, we got along. I tagged along with him a lot and tried to hang out with him and his friends. And my mom would make him take me.
Why does your kid
sometimes.
Sister have to be here?
Yeah, I really was that. Hey guys, let's play what I want to do. And everyone's like,
I
want to
get stung
off.
By bees.
but I would like watch them play video games.
My girl.
Yeah, I know.
But she didn't die.
The boy did.
She didn't die. I don't know who died.
Thomas J.
I never saw it. We've talked about this.
Macaulay.
And I've also said My Girl 2 is one of my favorite movies.
No spanking high.
That's right. No spanking high.
But
not no spanking high. No spanking comma I.
We always got along. We like to watch TV together and hang. So it was not
chill. You like to Netflix and chill.
We like to chill. And yeah, there's not much to say about it, but then he went to college. I don't remember.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm just thinking.
We're not interrogating you.
No, I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking if there's anything interesting I could add, but not really. When I remember him going to school and like leaving, like going to college, and I think that was when I got a little more like adult in my life.
When
like,
he was in college, and how old were you?
He was three grades older than me, so I was
three
like a
years?
Sophomore. No, but not older? 3 years, because my birthday.
But two and a half-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, whatever.
Right.
About three. But yeah, that was cool.
So you were a sophomore, and then you really came into your own, and you were like, you know what? This is who I am.
Yeah,
I'm my
like,
own person.
I party.
You partied?
I have parties.
Do you remember the first time you ever drank alcohol?
Yes, I guess officially I probably did it in high school with like Mike's Hard Lemonade though. That's what we always drink.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I barely got drunk ever.
Isn't it weird you're
really
dating Mike
thing.
Now?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
you used to drink his hard lemonade?
Yeah, now I drink his hard fudge.
You switched midstream. I think you were going to say something else.
I was. But
oh, my God.
I don't want to let that out on this show.
I don't want to say it.
Fudge.
So it was – you don't remember the first time, though?
Not really. I don't.
Because it was so common?
It was – well, there was never really a moment where that was like crazy or something. I guess it was like a little exciting one time we got some iced lemonade. We always drink that. But
it's good.
I wasn't really a drinker in high school. That was so
I wasn't either.
Yeah.
It's funny that the difference in age in this manifests itself in this way that when I was in high school, there were no options like that. It was just beer and liquor. That was it. This was like right before
on the cusp,
wine
because,
coolers.
Yeah, I'm a little bit younger than you.
Yeah, when we you had drank the, wine coolers. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
Zima?
But the first time I remember, I was doing stand-up when Zima came out because it was a big stand-up punchline. It was very exciting.
Zima has been used on Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Sorry, I amended it to Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. In like a really funny way. I can't tell whether it is a product integration. If so, it's very successful.
Wait, do you remember when people would ice people with Smirnoff Ice and you had to kneel and drink it? On Terrace House, all these guys were drinking Smirnoff Ice one night. I was like, this is so funny. They're standing in a bar as if it's a cool drink to have. I'm mainly telling
Shevin. In a bar.
Yeah.
Wow.
I remember when Zima came out, there was a comedian that we knew named Roger Kaler, who was an impressionist, and he was the only person I ever saw do a great impression of William Hurt. and I remember him ending
William Hurt.
William Hurt, yeah. He did like the typical people that you would expect.
William Hurt is the only person you should ever listen to read the Polar Express. It's an old tape, my family.
I've said this for years, Lauren.
His voice is so great.
He ended the impression by saying, I have a great neck. but he became the spokesman for Zima when they launched the drink. He was like the guy in the commercials.
Interesting. Because
he wore like a little hat.
Was this in Philly?
No. He was not a Philly guy. He was the national Zima guy.
How did you know him, though? How was he a
comedian? I knew him from comedy.
Meaning he would pass through Philly?
Yeah, he'd pass through.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like a pass through.
He did a pass through.
How cool.
It was very cool.
How long did it last, I wonder?
It lasted a while. They made a big push for Zima. They really, really, really
tried. It's
still
around, I think. I want to try it again. I don't feel like I've had one
I've
in 20 years.
It's
gross. I think it'd be good.
Have you watched this is not related. Have you watched the Steve Martin and Martin Short special?
Not yet.
Not yet.
I really liked it.
Oh, good. I saw them do when Martin Short's book came out. When you have a book coming out, I guess you do these there are events that you do around town where you do readings of it or some stuff like there's
why are you acting like this is
I don't know
yeah, weird
I'm trying to say what it is to myself. I'm trying to figure it out, but there's like not in bookstores, I mean like in a theater there is like LA Times Books or something puts on these events. Something. I can't remember what
John Hodgman did one of those. Saw at the Ace. Yeah.
So I went to this one where Martin Short had his book come out and they were like, oh, Steve Martin is going to host this one. And I was like, well, then I'm going to go see this. And it was so funny because it was basically Steve Martin knowing he had to ask Martin Short questions and then coming up with joke questions that were all like jokes, you know, all
fun.
Stuff like he would do on the Academy Awards or whatever. It would like start off like a question and then have a zinger at the end, you know.
He hosted the Oscars, it was, I remember it being so funny.
Yeah.
Like I remember the jokes being really good and then it never was good again.
Before the Oscars or since. Ever?
Yeah. Well, I feel like the jokes are
the one I remember
just the same over and over and over again.
The one I remember
no matter who
is,
hosts it. I still have things to say.
No. Eat, drink, man, woman.
That's what you want to say?
No. He was talking about the movie Eat, Drink, Man, not Jack 24. Jack Bauer 24.
Excuse me. Eat, drink, man, woman. Are
that's
you
the
okay?
joke. That's the joke. Is he was saying, and the movie Eat, Drink, Man, Woman came out this year, or which is also what Arnold Schwarzenegger said to Maria Shriver on their first date. Right?
Uh-huh. Well, now you're just proving my point.
Okay. He was great, though. He was great.
I also thought they had a missed opportunity. They should have called it Steve Martin Short.
But maybe I just like Wheel of Fortune too much.
Before
what are
and after.
Called?
Yeah.
Before and after, yeah. You are both on your phones right now,
like,
and we are trying to tape a show.
We're millennials, Scott.
I'm going to talk about it, Scott. Don't worry, Scott. This is Milpert Husky. Paul just sent me this.
Oh, God.
It's a big baby, and he's with a little husky.
Lauren is showing an Instagram, I guess, of a baby. Is that
big,
what we're doing?
Fat British baby.
I just think everyone needs to know. It's loading very slowly.
Does he have a British accent? Like, goo goo.
Oi!
Oi, goo goo.
Wah, wah!
Oh, it's Millie and Rupert's Journey.
Okay, thanks for that, Lauren.
Well, it's not loading, so I'm sorry. Here's my friend.
One of the things that I love.
Wait, then you just showed us a fat guy?
Well, I don't think he'd appreciate that.
But, well, don't say who it is then, because like.
Right. Here, I'll show you a picture of someone fat and then a dog. Because
what do we do? We're doing
as close
baby,
as I could come.
Baby fat guy dog?
Baby fat guy dog?
Baby fat guy dog, yeah.
Baby fat guy dog,
that
yeah.
Be, that could be a feature where you have to be given
you
name.
You have to come up with a baby and then a fat guy.
Baby, a fat guy, or a dog's name. And
okay. How about I'll do it right now?
Okay.
Okay. Albert.
Dog.
Baby.
Fat guy, Fat Albert.
Fat Albert,
come on.
Okay.
Okay. He's right. He's right.
All right, let me think of one. Mm-hmm. Bastard.
Fat guy, of course. Bastard.
Let me do one.
All right.
Chance.
Fat guy, dog. Fat Chance.
Fat guy.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Here's one. Boss.
Baby.
Baby. Yeah, boss baby.
All right. I got one. Lip.
Fat lip.
Yeah.
From the Far Side.
Yeah.
Fat guy.
That's right, fat guy.
All right, here's
from
mine.
From the Far Side.
Yeah, isn't he from the Far Side?
The Far Side.
I thought the cartoon. I forgot that there was
it's the band. Yeah, spelled differently. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
The Far Side, P-H-A-R.
That's right.
C-Y-D.
Okay, here's mine. Robert.
Fat guy dog. Baby, Fat Robert.
Baby Robert.
Baby Robert. Robert dog. I'm going to say baby.
Fat guy.
That's a dog.
Hell.
What? I just picked a dog named Robert. Yeah.
I just picked a dog named Robert?
Yeah. That's how we play, right?
I love.
I got one.
Okay.
Santa Claus.
So, shit, this is a fucking tough one.
It's a dog, bitch.
It's a good name for a dog.
Santa Claus?
It's a dog, bitch. It's a good name for a dog.
Yeah. It's a dog, bitch.
What's your doggy's name?
It's a dog, bitch.
Why are you going to ask so many questions?
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
With Spring Black Friday deals at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop Spring Black Friday deals for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 bags per customer while supplies last.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good, 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 good.
Good, we're back.
We're back. Good, 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 good,
we're
good.
We're back.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Do we have to say we're back?
No.
We don't, right?
I mean,
because it's not.
Well, I mean, you know, they may have heard a thing, and then we want to say, no, you're not still listening to that thing, and we're back. It's us.
But of course they're not.
What do you mean?
Well, they're not listening to. They know that we're different.
the difference?
Yeah.
But no, it might be us doing the ads.
But still, when we do the ads, it's going to be very professional.
Oh, it's going to be good.
Hello, I would like to please tell you about my very special product.
Is the lady of the house at home? Are you the one that makes the financial decisions in your household?
Every ad we do.
I feel sorry for who?
I feel sorry for the people listening on Stitcher Premium. They're not going to hear these awesome ads we're going to do.
It sucks when this for them.
Sucks. They you know. Guys, oh my God, because, it sucks for you.
Because they're forbidden to listen when these are
when it
windowed.
Comes out, yes. Yeah.
A lot of terms.
A lot of terms and burns.
Terms and burns. Welcome to Terms and Burns.
Where we're talking about turns and then we're burning each other.
That's right. So, terms of service. Do you agree to them no matter what?
No.
No, I got to burn you.
Oh, guys.
I like when there are videos of animals being patient with babies.
Yeah, it's very sweet.
Who were like grabbing their ears and
my
shit.
My nephews were just visiting and my pets were very patient with them and I was very happy.
Oh, good. Yeah. That's important.
I know. It's nice.
You don't want your baby eaten by your dog.
You don't want your baby eaten by the dog.
And you got to get rid of the dog.
It's a real cry in the dark. Then you go on trial for murder.
Yeah.
The midnight jacket.
I was going to ask you guys a question.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Do you like grocery shopping? And do you like to go to a grocery store in a different neighborhood than your own? Like if you're by one and do all the shopping, or is it like you'd rather be in your store where you know where everything is?
Well, I'll tell you, I do like grocery shopping, but I like to be at home.
So you order your groceries?
I meant in my neighborhood.
Your local store.
Yes, my local.
You like to go to the local.
I like to go to my grocer's freezer.
Yes, I like to know where everything is sometimes, but I always like to walk down every single aisle, no matter what.
Well, of course. We have, there's a grocery store chain, small chain, and we moved from a neighborhood where we went to this one to a neighborhood where we go to another in the same chain, but everything is only slightly different
and it drives you crazy.
I feel like I finally got a handle on it.
Yeah.
Because I still go to both. Because the one is near the UCB. And so I'm there. I end up there a lot. And it's just different enough to be maddening.
Yeah.
But I feel like I finally got a handle on it.
I like going to different grocery stores to see the differences and to see certain products that you would never get to see. It's what I used to like about going to different record stores is like, oh, shit, they ordered – because once
they have round records.
Well, no, once you figure out like
– pop chips.
I don't even know at what age I realized how stores worked of the people who own the store – order things and the things are brought. Like, I guess I would.
Your journey with retail is amazing because I remember when you figured out you could order a sandwich in a deli.
Yes.
Like when it dawned on you.
I was 16.
Oh, yes.
No, but here's what I mean. Like, I was once in a record store and I had just assumed like they had all the records and if they didn't have something, it's because someone bought it.
Right.
And then I asked the store, hey, do you have this album? And they were like, no, but we could order it for you. And I was like, what? What does that mean? They're like, yeah, just tell me what it is. Give me the serial number on it. And like, we'll order it and it'll be here for you in a few weeks. And I was like, really? And then it sort of dawns on you like, okay, if you go to the grocery store, like all Ralph's don't have the exact same things.
Yeah. Right.
They make decisions based on how much space they have in the store of like, oh, we're going to order that. So I guess what I'm trying to say is I like going to different stores to see like, oh, shit, I've never even heard of this type of ice cream or this type of chip or whatever. But at the same time, I don't really like – I find it very frustrating being in grocery stores and trying to find stuff.
Can I tell you a secret?
Mm-hmm.
I like Velveeta cheese.
Ooh.
Whoa.
And I noticed that the one Gelson's that we used to go to has Velveeta cheese, but the one we go to now – doesn't have it.
Yes.
Oh. And it's really weird. Like, what a snobby thing.
Yeah.
No, we wouldn't have that.
Well, similarly, when I was going to Subway all the time, the one Subway by my house had shredded carrots, and I would always add it. And then
to a sandwich?
To a sandwich, yeah. Because I was just basically trying to get.
Sorry.
What's wrong with carrots on a sandwich?
That's weird.
It is.
It's like having sprouts and shit.
Oh,
you
Scott,
don't
it's not?
No.
Carrots?
Yeah, it's not.
It's just added fiber. What are you
talking
about?
Wait, can we completely
You can say that all you like, but it's not normal.
Yeah.
You've never had carrots on a sandwich before.
No.
Never and wouldn't ever do it.
That's, I'm not talking about whole carrots. I'm talking about shredded carrots.
Oh, okay. Not. Well, then I know what you're talking about.
This is not crazy.
Yes, it is.
It is.
No, it's not.
I'm going to do a Twitter poll.
Have it. Like vegetarians,
it's a little crazy.
Vegetarians have carrots on their sandwiches all the time.
They have to.
They don't have enough options.
What's wrong with having carrots on a sandwich? Anyway,
it's stupid.
For a salad.
It's for a salad. I don't like it on a salad either.
Well, now you're getting it.
Now here's the thing.
I'm talking to two insane people.
No.
Oh yeah.
You're insane.
Two insane people.
And we're both normal. Wait. So I'm sorry. If everyone in the room doesn't agree with you, you're in a room with a bunch of insane people.
Let me get this straight.
You to be insane.
This is an insane asylum, and I am visiting you.
You dig a hole in the ground and you sleep there, and then you're like, "Why is everybody so crazy and not sleeping in a hole?"
Well, it's what I was used to when I was in the army. And I got back home, and that bed is too comfortable for me.
Sir, yes, sir.
Sir, yes, sir.
I don't like carrots unless they are like.
Well, see, now we're just talking about you don't like carrots.
Yeah, that's right.
I like carrots. I dip them in ranch. I dip them in hummus. I put them in a salad. What I don't do is put them on a sandwich. I don't put them on a pizza.
Okay, now that's weird.
If I don't put it on a pizza, why would I put it on a sandwich?
Wait, I don't put them on a pizza.
I love pepperoni sandwiches. Not.
I don't put them in popsicles. But
what about on the Thai chicken pizza from the California Pizza
Kitchen?
That's
when I put them on.
Yeah, they're on pizza there, and it's good.
Yep.
Wait, carrots are on pizza there?
Yeah.
There's one exception. Now, for the sandwich rule.
That proves the rule.
Now, for sandwiches, it'll never be true.
Well, my point was I went to another Subway, and I was like, oh, and I'll have carrots. And they're like, we don't have carrots. And I was like.
Because it's weird.
And I was like, what? But all Subways have carrots. Anyway.
I'm going to put this on my Twitter. Put carrots on a sandwich.
Put carrots
shredded. Say shredded
have
carrots.
Have you ever put shredded carrots on a sandwich? Yes. No. Tweet.
Okay. Let's get the results at the end of our show.
See, if I had done that poll, I would have said yes would be the first option, and the second option would be that's insane.
I know, but I didn't want to sway.
You don't want to sway.
Because you're a good person.
I'm really trying to be real. Oh, the votes are coming in. There's 13 votes. I won't tell you the percentage
so far. The votes are coming. How long are the polls open?
24 hours.
24 hours, wow. Okay, well, let's stop now and come back 24 hours
If only we
now.
Could do that in our democracy.
Oh, God.
I wish it was 24 hours for every decision.
I wish it was 24 hours.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Well, I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
I did not have sexual relations with the woman.
Can I finish? I didn't have sexual relations with the woman.
Can I finish? We've gone insane.
That's one of the weirdest songs ever, actually, when you really think about
it. Oh,
Rock
it's so
me,
crazy.
It was knowingly weird.
It's so crazy.
I remember in my high school, someone did a dance performance to that. And I
hope
like,
you.
Yeah, someone. I was like, Rock me, Amadeus.
Lauren almost danced. She basically held up her hand slightly.
When you were singing the other day, you had there was that. But then also you were singing something.
The hand on the hip and the pointing upwards.
The fist on the hip and the pointing upwards.
Yeah.
So they did a dance routine.
To Rock me, Amadeus.
Well, first of all, he was German. But it was, and the movie Amadeus had been out, and it was knowingly like, that was back at a time in music where you intentionally made weird songs to get attention.
Oh.
Well, and also you glommed onto a thing that was already popular.
Yeah.
Like when Neil Diamond did that E.T. song.
Yeah, turn on. I couldn't believe, when I heard that song, I was like, is this about E.T.? I got so excited. I was like, is this fucking about E.T.?
I couldn't believe when I found out it was not like
sanctioned.
I thought it was.
I was like, this is so fucking cool. This
Neil Diamond
someone
just
made a
so
song
moved
about
by
E.T.
the movie.
He did what?
He wrote a song that was essentially about E.T.
Turn on your heart light.
Oh, I know that song.
Let it shine wherever you go. Let it make a happy glow for all the world to see.
That's lame.
Lame?
To be like, E.T., I wrote something about that.
That's got my juices flowing.
I want to flow my juices into my music machine.
If it, here's, honest question. If aliens came down to Earth mm-hmm. and they looked like E.T.,
yeah.
I'd fuck them.
Yeah. No,
so,
honestly.
So you're going?
No, honestly.
Well,
like,
yeah, of course.
Like, if you, mean, were, yeah. if you were compatible and you could have children and it wasn't,
E.T.'s
it was
hot.
Like. Eventually yeah, we would. Course. Eventually we would breed with yeah. them, wouldn't we?
Yeah, with those fingers. Yeah.
What do you mean? Why would we?
No, Scott.
What do you mean?
Eventually,
because they look like a weird hairless monkey.
Oh, so it's all about looks for you?
Yeah.
E.T.'s fucking cool, and no, you wouldn't have sex with him.
There's no okay. No
here's
one's saying he's not
work.
Cool. He's
here's
very
cool.
Cool.
You could still fuck him and kiss at the same time because his neck rises up.
That's true. That's true.
Are you used to fucking someone and not being able to kiss them at the same time?
I'm not going to answer this.
That was off my conversation.
I think that we would eventually breed with them, and it would.
Why
it would,
do you think that?
I don't know. Like some people would be into it.
You
They're very
think
compatible.
We would eventually breed with them?
There's people on Earth that won't breed with other humans that look slightly different.
Yeah, there's people who won't do that, but people will.
You're saying you're one of those people that will.
So you want to fuck an
I don't think it's,
extraterrestre.
I don't think it's like. I don't
the extraterrestre.
I don't think it's like an animal because with an animal you can't gain consent.
It's not an animal, no, but.
It can't talk.
E.T. could talk. He could talk.
Well, he could say vague.
You're saying so Stephen Hawking
he spoke in broken
should
English.
Never have been able to have sex is what you're saying because he can't talk.
He could talk before he couldn't talk.
Oh, so there's a cutoff. If you could talk at one time, you can have sex.
I do think, yeah, actually. I'm going to stand by that. I think it's pretty safe to
so
say.
So the person in The Diving Bell and the Butterfly who's blinking.
Shouldn't have sex.
Should never
movie.
Have sex because we don't know if they're actually giving consent
I mean, I
or
guess
not.
If they blink that they want to fuck.
That's my point. E.T. can press
but
a speaking spell
they can't
and say,
when
E.T. want to fuck.
He can't blink when he wants to stop. Imagine if you're having sex with someone and you have to like look at them the whole time.
But these are the problems
to
with
see if they blink.
These are the problems with anyone who can't communicate verbally.
Not anyone.
Who are all these people you're worried about?
Wait, who am I worried about?
You're worried about people who won't fuck E.T.
Well, I think it's you know, I don't think it's very cool to just say I'm not going to fuck E.T. because he happens to look different.
Here's what's cool, E.T. Here's what's not cool, not fucking E.T. A billion ETs is not cool.
I think it would be interesting and it would lead to like, you know, like a new breed of.
But we don't know if we're compatible even.
Well, what if you were? That's what I'm saying. Like if ET's mom came over, had a vagina, you realize
why
that.
Why is his mom?
Okay, sister. Sister.
Yeah, sure. Or his friend.
At
or,
least make okay. her a good age.
No, I'm saying like through a various.
Well, I feel weird that it's
well,
his mom.
Well, on ET planet, his mom could be the same age because
yeah,
aliens
they could,
have no rules.
They also could be backwards. Like Benjamin Button.
No rules.
So, but what I'm saying is through a series of trial and error, we find out that we are able to have babies.
Through
with,
a series of trial and error.
I'm not saying that it, you know, I don't know, nature finds a way or whatever. But
before, I'm
this
sorry.
Is the same as arguing to fuck a dog.
No, because a dog cannot, it does not, you know, you don't know whether a dog likes it or not.
All right. So I'm E.T. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Put the moves on me.
Hey, what's up?
Ouch.
Sorry that I poked you in your vagina.
That's how you put the moves on.
Yeah. When I said, what's up, I poked you in the vagina.
I was saying ouch just because I don't know that many words.
Well, how does E.T. Here's a good question. How does E.T. communicate with other E.T.s?
That's like.
Why is that a good question?
It's not a bad question.
Do they have alien language? I can't remember the movie all the
time. I don't remember them saying anything to each other.
Yeah, I don't remember them communicating.
No, I think they communicated through like telekinesis.
Symbols? Oh, it was telekinesis?
How come they didn't know telekinesis? Telekinesis is when you can move things.
No, but remember when like.
What do you call it?
One of the kids.
Telepathy.
Yes.
Yeah, when one of the kids was feeling what E.T. felt. Well,
empathy?
That's the. Well, no, like, remember they
sense.
Were, yeah, they
yeah,
were
symbiotic.
Sick because E.T. was sick or
that's
whatever.
Why I'm saying he doesn't have control because he only feels what the kid feels.
Well, so then what if E.T. is putting his feelings into a human and then
and
you're having sex with a human, but it's like you're having sex with E.T.?
As long as it's like I'm having sex with E.T., I'm in.
What are the words that E.T. learned on Earth? You learned
phone
ouch,
home.
Phone home, Elliot, yeah. I'll be right here, which was a full sentence, his only full sentence.
Well, and one can presume if he wasn't getting sick and had to go back to his home planet that he could have learned, you know, several words and several sentences and be completely fluent.
Of course, I just wanted to nail down
what he actually said.
Yeah, the phrase.
So you'd have to the phrase that pays. You'd have to like figure out
exactly what he wants to say
with each thing. So if you're like safe word, you're like, okay. So if you say ouch, we're going to stop what we're doing. If you say Elliot, I'm going to keep going harder.
What if he's not fucking Elliot?
It's fine.
If I was having sex with someone and they called out someone else's name,
Elliot,
that would ruin it for me.
No, but if you knew it was your, if it was your go word,
I don't know.
Make you feel good.
It'd be distracting.
What if the go word?
I couldn't get out of my head.
Yeah. All right. Maybe so. Okay. I just think
like, oh, you wish Elliot was here.
We never got to see E.T. was naked, but we never got to really see down there, did we?
He never pulled up his.
He never pulled up his trunk.
His trunk.
He had a big.
He had a big
fupa.
Like,
it's true. It's true.
He had a big fupa.
It's true.
Covering whatever was down there.
Yeah.
Penis or pussy, fat upper area.
Did you know
Fat Albert
that owls Albert? Owls have really long legs.
Ew,
what?
Yeah.
I thought they had just claws or whatever.
No, somebody there's
when they fly.
There's a picture. You can find it online of I don't know if it's all owls or just this one type of owl.
Weird owl?
But yeah, it's this one weird owl.
Weird owl.
That you I got it.
Has long legs.
Weird owl does have long legs.
He does. He can put them behind his
okay.
You know what?
He can put them behind his neck. That's part of his act.
No, is it part of his act? Sound like a personal story.
Does he put his legs behind his head as part of it?
I mean, he did on my show. Yeah, he used to. He used to like play. I feel like he used to play accordion with his foot behind his head.
That's wild,
crazy.
Look up. Okay, Shevin, look up
Shevin.
Al Yankovic. Don't put weird in there because we don't want to add any judgment on it. But foot behind or leg behind head or something like that. Okay.
I'm going to look up how long owls' legs are.
Okay, what are you going to look up, Lauren?
Can we take a break? Because I want to pee.
Okay, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Spring Black Friday savings are happening now at the Home Depot and also at your front door. Get spring savings delivered to you with free delivery on over 2 million items. Everything you need for spring cleaning, patio decorating, and front yard gardening sent right to you. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Spring your way with Spring Black Friday savings only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
We're back. Lauren, how was that pee?
Really good. I love to go with pee-pee and toy-toy. Do you want to hear the results of the poll?
Yeah. What do we got?
Okay. Have you put shredded carrots on a sandwich? Oh, I just wrote a sandwich. I hate typos.
Mm-hmm.
31% say yes. 69% say no.
How many percent say no?
69.
Awesome.
Guy Branum says a hummusy vegetable sandwich needs them.
Ah.
Someone says, love me a banh mi. A banh mi, most banh definitely.
Yeah.
Someone says,
oh, yeah, banh mi.
A lot of people are saying banh mi.
Mm-hmm.
Theory, banh all mi? Veggies will answer yes. Meat will say no.
Banh you.
Banh mi?
Yes. Oh, my God. A tuna sandwich with shredded carrots is going to be my last meal.
Yes. Tuna sandwich with shredded carrots is great.
No.
Shredded carrots on tuna is great.
No, guys.
You don't like carrots.
You are not the person to talk to about this. Talk to me about carrot.
No, tuna sandwich with carrots is great. Great. Great.
I haven't put them on myself,
but I
once got a sandwich at a Sprouts, and it came with carrots, and it was terrible.
Fuck you.
I literally just finished eating a steak sandwich with
steak sandwich with carrots on it.
So good.
Steak with carrots. That's interesting.
So there's a lot of people going, what?
Probably with lettuce and stuff like that. That would be weird if it was just a steak and some carrots.
I remember one time my sister made, I was visiting her in California. Mm-hmm. It was years before I moved here. Mm-hmm. is my oldest sister, and she
made— All of them are older sisters.
That's true, Scott.
Mm-hmm. I pay attention.
Thank you.
Yes, they are.
She—
Pretending I'm paying attention.
You're still looking at it.
She made tuna salad with mustard in it.
Oh, I like mustard in tuna salad too.
Ew,
oh.
I would never eat tuna salad, period.
I did not like
what?
It.
What?
Gross.
See, you guys are not people to talk to about sandwiches. You don't like tuna salad. What?
What?
You don't like carrots.
I don't like tuna salad.
I don't.
You guys gotta...
What don't you like, Scott? You're so great.
Yeah, well, what, do you like everything?
No, I don't like...
why don't you eat a rock sandwich?
I don't like peppers. I don't like cantaloupe.
Peppers. I think
and
peppers
you don't
are
like,
bullshit.
There's something else that normal like. That you don't like, and I'm trying to think. Oh, I know what it is. What raw is it? Tomatoes.
No, I like raw tomatoes on sandwiches. I don't like the ones that are what am I trying to say? The
cherry
complete
tomatoes?
Cherry tomatoes. I don't like cherry tomatoes.
I like cherry tomatoes.
You gotta chop them in half. I don't like to bite into them.
I don't mind it.
I like tomatoes in pastas a lot. I used to get like a
tomato pasta?
At Cafe Cordiale. No, I used to get a
oh my god, I go with Cafe Cordiale.
They used to make a really great just
favorite job you ever
pasta
had.
With tomatoes.
I guess so.
I loved it.
Was it a good job?
I loved it.
It was great. I made some good money. It was my last job before I turned pro.
You got to meet five of the
cool.
members of Chicago.
Yeah. It was cool.
All
yeah, it was
drummers.
Nice.
All.
What was the best job you've ever had?
Oh.
I always liked babysitting. I that was like my main way of making money before I started making money acting. Mm-hmm. And I loved it because I liked to have a personal connection with the family and watching a kid grow up, and I don't know, and I liked because I could change what we did every day. I didn't have to like do the same thing every day, so I liked that.
So, were you babysitting for a number of years for the same child and several days a week, or was it?
Yeah, depending on the family, but most mm-hmm. for the most part, I wouldn't really be with someone longer than a year, but would see them a few times a week.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then some I reconnect with later, and like they're like grown.
Are they
up,
grown up now?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
One of the girls is like in high school now. That was like one of my favorite girls to babysit when I lived in New York, and she was just so cute, and we had the best time. She was five, but it was so fun. I would pick her up from school and then hang out for a couple hours, and then that mm-hmm. was it. But I liked that kind of job. Because it's not monotonous.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I didn't like my jobs. I think the job I enjoyed the most when I think about it.
You love Tower Records.
I did a lot of. I did a lot of retail jobs, and the one that was the most fun was this place called In General on South Street. It's not there anymore, and it was a weird store where they sold sort of like novelties on the first floor, and then cool housewares on the second floor. Like it would be like,
I like how this sounds.
Yeah, it was actually kind of a neat store.
What kind of novelties? Like fake poo?
There, honestly, there was stuff like
it
that.
It was like Spencer's Gifts kind of novelty?
Kind of, or? But not quite as crass,
barf?
You know.
Right, right.
Was it fake barf?
There was fake barf.
Was there...
Fake pee?
There
fake
was not
pee?
Fake pee.
In
not
a cup?
Fake pee, no.
For drug tests?
Not even in a cup, no.
Would you, not a bad you idea. Handed someone...
They sell
a
they sell like cup of noodle, like it's like has like a paper top on it, and you can peel it off and take it into your drug test.
Pee into it.
Yeah,
no, you and then it turns it into fake pee.
No, it's pee in a cup, and then you can use it for your purposes.
I love that. Yeah. And you're just like, I'm just gonna have a cup of noodle while I'm giving you my sample.
But you don't think that businesses will learn to recognize the label?
Well, that's why they give it a fake label.
Well, it's called. Right. If you look closely, it says cup pee noodle.
Cup pee noodle, and they're like, oh yeah, sure. Just take that into the bathroom.
It's like that one hitter that looks like a cigarette.
Yeah, that's fooling everyone.
But I like that job because the people that I worked with were a lot of fun. It was the job where there were the most people that were like me, like the same sensibility.
Marie
we
Callender's
all,
was like that for me.
We had fun. We had fun together. Yeah.
The year I worked at Marie Callender's, I made such great friends with everyone. We hung out every night together after work.
Wow.
You know,
we ate so much pie.
So much pasta.
That was my very first restaurant job, and I assumed all restaurant jobs were like this, and I came to realize just the managers were insane or whatever. But they would, at the end of the night, they'd be like, okay, who wants to take what home? And I would take home like five pies and croissants and like all the bakery stuff.
Wow.
And then when I went to work at... like Baker's Square was another job that I had a few years later, and they would throw away all pies that were left over and into a dumpster that they would then lock because of
that is crazy.
Yeah, you find out later it's like, well, we can't give it away to you know, organizations or the homeless people because what if they get sick with it? Then we're liable for it.
Why don't you give it away to me?
Sephora does the same thing with products where they'll throw them out and then like lock the dumpster because people were doing a lot of dumpster dives to get all this amazing makeup that you could just cut off one layer of and then it's like something that costs $70 and you got it for free.
So they'll throw away makeup because it's just been there on the shelves for too long?
They do. Like people, you can return anything to Sephora. There's like a rule that you—
No questions asked?
Yeah, you can open it and use it and you're like, I don't like it, which I always forget to do because I buy things and then they're wrong. And
I would do that with shirts for certain jobs that if I had a catering job or whatever, and they were like, oh, you need a white shirt, a white button up or whatever. This is, you know, when I had no money, I would go buy it, wear it once, return it. And I remember returning it once to Ross Dress for Less and them going like, well, you obviously wore this. There's like a ring around the collar. I'm like, well, I tried it on. Yeah.
I tried it on the hottest day of the year.
Sweat right through it. But they started locking the dumpsters. There was like a whole thing where people could go find the ones that are still not locked because you can get thousands of dollars of makeup on them.
Right, yeah.
But it's because people could get sick because if someone used a mascara and then you got pink eye from it or something.
But I mean, hold on a second. If it's in a fucking dumpster—
That's your risk.
Yeah. Right? It's trash. Yeah. It's like, how do you sue? Hey, I went in your trash can and I ate this food and now I'm going to sue you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they started apparently hiding where they dump the stuff. Like what?
Oh, like, this is like a treasure.
Because my friend went on like kind of a thing. Jackie Johnson has a podcast called Natch Butte. It's all about makeup. And so she kind of went on like a hunt trying to figure this out and called Sephora's and all these different things. And some of them like take their trash to like a whole different part of the mall. It's like you wouldn't even be able to find it from the outside. Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah.
Jackie cracks me up. She's the most Texas person I've ever met in my life.
Hey guys, we got to do a feature.
What?
Okay. We're in the third act.
Holy shit.
Have to do a feature. So we can repeat one. Do you want to repeat one? Because we could do the one.
Are we already at repeating?
We're already repeating a few. Look, it was years ago.
Let's look in the phone. Let's go to the phones.
Let's go to the phone line.
We want to hear what you think. Text one for two and three for yes.
How's that poll still doing, Lauren? Are you are you looking up features?
I was, but I'm going to look at the poll.
Okay.
Let me read this description of a game.
Okay. 945 votes. The percentages are the same.
Still 69. Mm-hmm. Nice.
This is a game called Carnelli.
Ooh.
It is a parlor game created by Jan Carnell, a member of the Metropolitan Washington chapter of Mensa. This game has been popular at Mensa gatherings for years.
Oh, well then, it will certainly be quite popular with us.
And it has turned up at science fiction conventions as well.
Oh, you don't say.
Quite a pedigree.
Oh, Carnelli.
Carnelli. It can be called a title association game like word association, only using titles such as those of a book, play, movie, or song. It's played by a group of people. You arrange themselves in a circle with the non-playing judge, or Carnelli Master, standing in the center. The Carnelli Master starts the game by
playing. Who's that going to be, Shevin?
It would have to be Shevin.
And he's got to stand in the center?
Well,
he doesn't have to stand in the center.
I kind of want him to stand on this table.
The Carnelli Master starts the game.
You think he would break it if he stood
on it? Who's to say it?
We were at a popular theater in the area the other night doing a show. And I said, I was backstage. I said, let's take a picture in the mirror. And this particular backstage, the mirror is above a couch. Mm. And so we were trying to do it and it wasn't quite working. And I was like, let's stand on the couch.
And you broke it.
So six of us got on this couch.
Let me tell you, the legs of that couch are tin.
Well,
holding it up. I mean,
I can't believe that the UCB's couch is broken.
Yeah.
Well, no, I never said that. After we instantly got off it, and then people were saying like, I knew that was going to happen. And then one of us said, well, I had a feeling it was going to happen maybe because one of the legs is made of cement and it was just up on blocks.
Yeah.
So we destroyed the one remaining leg.
Oh, well, that's fine.
All that stuff is so cheap. I don't understand why you can't just put like a nice couch back there and then it won't get fucked up because it'll be nice.
I think that everything. Oh, you mean like good quality?
Yeah, like give it like something that won't collapse under the weight.
Well, maybe because
people.
If you spend all that money and then someone spills a beer on it day one, you're like, well, this is no longer nice.
It
why did I spend
be
all this
like
money?
Something you could for wipe just a bunch off. Of.
Well, that's I thought the couches
wipe
that,
it off.
When they got those leatherette couches, I think that was a
warm.
Smart move.
Well, like the couches that used to be Sunset are way nicer. All the stuff.
Stop
there
arguing.
I can't help it.
Let's hear
it.
About this game.
People need to hear about this.
Yeah.
So the Carnelli Masters in the center
ooh,
of the circle.
Ooh, Carnelli.
Carnelli. Starts the game by pointing to one of the players, saying a title.
Okay.
The pointed to player must continue the game by saying a title himself, which must connect to the previous title in some way, such as having a word in common, the time machine, time enough for love, having a common creator, an author as with right. Hamlet or right. Macbeth.
Or an actor.
Or producer or director.
Wait, so yeah, what yeah. you're saying.
I'm already bored with this.
Wait, you say,
when do we get to say Carnelli?
Wait, what?
So.
It's like the movie title game, essentially.
You say a title and then it has to, I have to say something that.
Yeah.
Is by why the does there have
is to be connected in some way, either by a word or by a person?
The other part is why does there have to be a Carnelli master who gives one title and then points at someone and then is out of it? Or does the Carnelli master keep orchestrating this, much like Falco orchestrated Rock Me Amadeus?
Let me read on.
Okay.
Different groups of Carnelli players can vary in exactly what kinds of links are permissible, so we can decide
okay.
what it needs to be. A notable regional variation is that some gatherings, such as the Chicago area Mensa.
These fucking assholes.
A common act.
Hey, welcome to Mensa.
A common actor
Mensa.
Is usually not an acceptable linkage.
What if we did movie? What if we did movie titles, but the or titles of anything, but the next title has to be the very last word, has to start with the very last word that we just did.
Okay.
All right. And wait, with, there's what? No Carnelli master.
I was reading more about Carnelli.
Okay.
The next title has to start with the last word of the previous title.
And it can be a song title. It can be a movie title. It can be
whatever.
Okay,
so it can
be
title. A title of anything.
Title of anything, but the last word has to be the first word of the next title. And okay. We'll go clockwise and Lauren will start. How does that sound, Paul?
I think that sounds good. I think that obviously, you don't have unlimited time to come up with a title. I think Kevin can be the Carnelli master and point.
Why do we need a Carnelli
what
master?
Carnelli?
Because he can move it along time-wise.
Okay.
He can police the time.
Okay,
all right,
so
but are we going in a circle?
What is Carnelli?
I thought we were just going to go in a circle.
Let's go in a circle.
All right. So, Lauren, go ahead.
Okay.
And we'll go clockwise.
Slaughterhouse Five.
Five easy pieces.
Pieces of the heart. Nope.
I've got one.
I don't got one.
Yeah, I've got
pass.
One.
Pieces of me. Which is an
Ashley Simpson. Oh, yes, it is.
Oh.
Okay, so you have me, Paul.
Me so horny.
Horny. Horny.
Oh, I've got one.
You do? Okay, yeah. Pass to you.
Horny for horror.
Oh, okay. That's
title
a podcast.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's your turn again.
Okay. Horror. Movie.
Oh, I just realized we have passes in this game, I guess.
Yeah, only Scott.
I was wondering when you were going to bring that up.
We had not discussed.
I was going to say,
you guys just kind of went along with it.
Once. Okay, let's start over.
Well, because the game we just started.
That's hard.
That's a hard
okay,
game.
You start.
Wait, are we starting over?
Yeah, well, she's okay.
Three men and a baby.
Baby boom.
Boom, there she was, Scritti Politti.
Was. Was. It's not the start to anything.
Was there, it could be a question maybe? Oh, by the way, you can pass.
Pass.
Can I say?
Okay, how about this? If there's not a... You could rearrange the letters to create something else. So I'm going to say saw.
And so then Paul has to do one that starts with saw, because that's the first and last word.
You can say saw.
Unless I rearrange the letters.
You can say saw five.
Saw two.
Can I say was not was?
It's, I mean, it's a band. I think that we should be able to allow
it's the
bands.
The name of something.
Yeah. Okay. So then I'll say.
But I said saw.
But then I rearrange the letters.
Yeah. So then I'm going to rearrange the letters and say saw two.
I was going to say was not was. Okay. Two. I'm going to just use the homonym.
Uh-huh.
Sure. To Wong Fu, thanks for everything, Julie Newmar.
Mm-hmm.
No, ooh, Newmar.
Newmar.
Okay, to Wong Fu, thanks for everything.
Okay, that's good. Yeah. That's more commonly, it's more commonly yes. known as to Wong Fu, thanks for everything.
Everything but the girl.
Girl Talk. It's a song title.
Talking Heads.
Heads Up, Seven Up.
Up for the downstroke.
Stroke me, Amadeus. Stroke. Is that just called stroke?
That's just called stroke. Or the stroke.
The stroke.
Yeah, so I'm sorry. You cannot use it because it starts with the.
Pass.
Oh, no, wait. Good. Pass.
Stroke. Can we arrange to E-Rocks?
T-Rocks.
E-T-Rocks.
E-T-Rocks. E-T-Rocks. That's what I was trying to say in our earlier segment. E-T-Rocks.
He really does rock.
He really does rock. One more?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Paul. You start.
Okay. The Empire Strikes Back.
Back to the Future 3.
Threedom.
Aww.
So now Threedom. You have to do something that starts with Threedom.
Dumb People Town.
Town called Malice. I know it's a call, town called Malice, but afford me this.
Malice.
Speaking of a four.
Salema.
Salema? Just pass back to me.
Pass.
Malice aforethought.
Thought. I'm out.
You're out? You can't do one with thought?
Thought. I don't know.
What about T-H-O-T? That hoe over there.
Kevin?
Kevin, that hoe over there.
He's our little thoughts. He's our little thoughts.
Speaking of thoughts, I had a thought, which is we need to end.
Yeah.
Guys, I had fun.
It's good to see you guys.
We'll see you next week. And thanks for listening, everyone. We love you.
Love you.
Mean it. Bye.
Love you.
Spring Black Friday savings are happening now at the Home Depot, and also at your front door. Get spring savings delivered to you with free delivery on over 2 million items. Everything you need for spring cleaning, patio decorating, and front yard gardening sent right to you. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Spring your way with Spring Black Friday savings only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.